All right, guys, it's 2 past 2, so I propose we go ahead and start. Maybe Fred and Jacques will join later on. So the agenda is in the Adobe room, and I also sent it out a couple of days ago. This is opening and welcome, as you might have gathered. This is our first call since we met in Dublin, so it's been a while. And I think that we are able to make some progress today because of the new leaflet that we produced, but we'll come to that later on. So when looking at the agenda, perhaps we should first introduce, let's say, the new member to the new members actually to the team. So first of all, it's Ali, and second, it's Warren. Perhaps you guys could briefly introduce yourselves. Hello?
I guess I'll stop. Hi, this is Warren.
Yeah.
I think Warren. I already know many or most of you. For those who don't, I am the ESSAC liaison to this group. I've been an ESSAC member for probably 7 or 8 years. Oh, sorry, for those who are not familiar with it, ESSAC is ICANN's Stability and Security Advisory Committee. I'm also involved in the IETF, where I chair Dane, the 5, Ops AWG, Capture Portal, and I'm also active in the DNSSOC Working Group. And in the interest of full disclosure, I'm also a no-fee consultant to ISC, where I help them out with the FROOT operation. And hi, everyone. That's me.
Okay. Thank you, Warren. Ali, could you say a few words, please, to introduce yourself?
Ali might be me.
Okay, great. Excellent. Thank you, Ali, for your introduction via chat. It's very concise and to the point. Thank you. So with that, I propose that we continue with the agenda now that we have the new members introduced. We had a couple of action points that came out of the previous meeting back in Dublin. And I also attached them to the invitation, so let's try to go through them one by one. The first action point was to develop a procedure for packaging and getting ICANN security information on the list. This was actually supposed to be a collaboration between John Crane and Jack, so Jacques Latour. Unfortunately, Jacques is not here to report on this action point, so I will check back with him via email to find out what the status of this action point is via email. Action point number 2 is actually related to the first one in that we say on the TLD ops list that we also intend to share security related information, but this obviously depends on the first action point. Then we have action point number 3, which is to update our key documents, in particular the homepage and the leaflet, using the feedback that we received from the ICANN folks in Dublin, and also the feedback that we produce ourselves after looking at our leaflet and homepage once more. Actually, I think that this is pretty much done because we have the update of the leaflet, and I think we can also update the website by copying and pasting some text from the leaflet onto the site. So I would propose to close this action point. Then action point number 4 is actually kind of similar, which is to emphasize that TLD Ops is a basic incident response facility and so forth for and by CCTLDs. And this kind of information is now in the new, in the updated leaflet. So I think we can cover this one as well. So that's done too. Action 3 and 4. And then we have action point 5 is to contact the ICANN regional VPs to ask them if they'd be willing to call their CCTLDs in their region. A precondition here was that we would produce the new leaflet, so we have that now. So I will set this in motion after this call, of course, if we approve the update of the leaflet. And actually, I propose to merge 5 and 6 because they're basically the same action point. So that's send the TLD ops leaflet to the ICANN VPs. Then action point number 7 is to ask Gang Da and Fred if they would be willing to join the TLD Ops Committee. Fred indicated he would be able to join, so he's a member of this group. Gang Da, unfortunately, was not able to do so. So we have an open position for a member from the Asia-Pacific region, and I would propose to make it an action point resolve to, you know, to look for a candidate that can replace Gang Da on the standing committee. If you have any, let's say, ideas right now, then please go ahead and share them.
Hey, Jacques here. Sorry.
Hey, Jacques.
I had a major snowstorm here, so.
Okay. You're excused. So we're going through the action points. We're currently at action point number 7.
Okay.
So that's the one on getting a replacement for Gang Da on the standing committee, and that will create an action point for everyone to you know, look into your, to have a look at your network and perhaps propose people that might want to join the TLE Ops standing committee. So 7 is closed. Then action point number 8 is to add John to the CCNSO TLE Ops list. I think this was done, right, Kim? John Crane, that is.
Yes, that's been taken care of.
Okay, thank you. And then the final one is to check with Patrick Wallström on a liaison to ESSAC, and that was Warren, so that's a closed action point as well. So, Jack, now that you're on the call, perhaps you could report on action point number 1. Jack, you still there?
Yeah, okay, I was on mute, talking to myself. Nice.
All right.
So packing and getting ICANN security info on the list in timely manner. All right. I'm not sure what it...
Christian, this is Bart. Maybe explain again, based on your notes, what was intended.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so this is something that we talked about with John Crane back in Dublin, and he informed us, or he mentioned that at ICANN, at least in his security and stability resilience team, they have information on security-related information that's relevant for the CCTLD community, but that does not, let's say, pertain to specific TLDs, CCTLDs.
Oh, just generic information, yeah.
Yeah, so his proposal was to, you know, package that kind of information and send it through the TLD ops list. And you kind of volunteered to interact with John to check how this could be done.
Okay. I did talk to John at the OARC in Montreal.
Okay.
So
perhaps
I don't think
you could,
we have...
check with him again on how to do this? Okay. Thanks.
I'll do.
All right. And then that's also related to the action number 2, action item number 2, action point number 2, which is to inform the list that we also want to share this kind of information on the list and not only use the list as a contact repository. But, of course, we first need to check with John how that could be done.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so that brings us at the end of the list of action points. Then, going back to the agenda. Excuse me?
Sorry, this is Warren. I had a quick question related to, I don't know, 4 or 5, one set of numbers on sort of spreading the word more.
Sure.
Obviously, I'm new to this list, so I don't know what's happened in the past, but I'm assuming that something like simply emailing all of the admin and ops contacts in the ANA registry for CCTLDs mentioning that this exists has happened.
Yes. Yes, we already did that. Yeah, that's a very, That's a good question, Warren. Thank you. So this is something that we did, you know, in the summer of 2015. And basically what we did is we developed this onboarding procedure in which people need to indicate, or ccTLDs need to indicate, who the folks are that are responsible for their security and stability. And these are the folks that would then be on the list. And they have to provide this information through the administrative contact. So the person that's listed as the administrative contact in the IANA database.
Okay. And this like the leaflet says. Got it.
Yes, like the leaflet says. That's right. That's right. And we did this like in the summer. And actually, the CCNSO Secretariat did a lot of work there in calling individual ccTLDs to get them on the list. And we currently have, I think, 140-something, 142
on the list. Yeah, 146
on the
list. Or something. Yeah. And seven. Okay, all good.
And so this is the reason why we are now turning to the ICANN VPs, because we kind of ran out of options, let's say, by approaching ccTLDs individually.
Great.
Hence the action points. So that's a good question, Warren. Thank you.
So now the hunt is more on a one-by-one basis for each TLD, ccTLD?
Yeah, well, through the ICANN VPs, I would say.
Yeah.
So we basically leverage their knowledge and network in their region to get additional ccTLDs on the list. Yep. Okay. Let's proceed to agenda item number 4, which is the TLD ops status and operational issues. So, Kim, this is basically an agenda item that you inherited from Gavi, because she used to report on new ccTLDs that she managed to get on the list. Not sure if you have any progress to report on at this point.
I do have a couple things I can add. Since Dublin, we've added 3 new CCs, Egypt, Algeria, and Barbados. And Barbados just got added yesterday, and that came through JOC. And that, so if you look at the leaflet, it says 169. We have 170 now, so that will probably need to be updated. And then I've got one, Oman, that I'm chasing. I just need to get their contacts and so they can use the actual template that's used. But other than that, just the 3 new ones since Dublin.
Okay. All right. So since I'm not on the list, but most of you guys are, have you guys seen any activity on the list since, Dublin?
No, just the weekly updates we send.
Okay. All right. So let's say our target of getting more, adding more value to the list is highly relevant at this point. Okay. So that was agenda item number 4. So thank you for the update, Kim. Then agenda item number 5. There's the TLD ops leaflet that I improved based on the feedback that we received in Dublin. I also want to thank Bart for his review of the document, and I incorporated his feedback in the new version, which is, I think, 2.1 or something. So my question is, do you guys have any feedback, additional feedback at this point, or can we perhaps approve this version?
I'm okay with your version.
Okay.
Especially once you bump the number up.
Yeah, I will do that. That's a downside of mentioning numbers in the leaflet. I will do that.
Mm.
Okay. So in that case, I propose
it's okay as is.
So that's a good point about the mentioning numbers does make it go out of date fairly quickly. I wonder if it's worth noting somewhere at the bottom, the fact that, this number is as of when we wrote it. If you go to and then pick some URL, it will have an up-to-date count of who all lists and is registered.
In a very tiny font, if you look at the back of the leaflet, Warren, there's at the bottom right, it says the date of the current date of this leaflet.
It's right there. Sorry. Yep, I missed it.
But it is kind of hidden, though. That's kind of that's true. So maybe I should highlight that a little bit better.
And maybe just a list of members is at, CCNSO,
yeah.
ICANN, org resources, list of folks,
yeah.
or something.
Yeah. I will do that. Making a note here. Okay. Thank you. So I propose that in that case, we after I make these updates, we approve the leaflet, and I send it to the ICANN VPs and requesting them to pass it on to into their network in their region. Okay.
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 Yes, Abibu, please.
Sorry, sir. How soon will be shared to the VPs? Because I remember there is a conference call regarding the NSSEC issues in Africa. This, I think it will be on 22nd January. So the sooner the better, so that the same can be communicated during the conference as well.
Yeah, I can do it today. I mean, it's only a few minor updates. So expect to get it either at the end of the day, today, or tomorrow morning.
That's fine.
Okay, then moving on to agenda item number 6 is basically an issue that was raised by Jacques a while ago to discuss the direction of the TLD Ops initiative, specifically in terms of adding gTLDs to the list. Perhaps you could explain that a little bit, Jacques?
Well, the idea was to there's not a lot of action on the list, and there were on other mailing lists, I saw stuff that were relating to gTLD that could be useful to everybody, the same thing as John Crane was planning to do. But if our reach is broader, it might change the culture, because right now you said we have a certain culture in the mailing list, which is not saying anything. I don't know if it's relative to CCTLD, but if we brought all the TLD operators together, it might be something worthwhile to think about.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, like I said in my email, I think that it would be great to have everyone on this list. I'm just a bit worried that get all the gTLDs on board, it will change the nature of the list quite a bit, because let's say there's many more gTLDs than CCTLDs. It might require a different way of running the whole TLD ops initiative.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that though.
So that's an option. The other thing is, how do we, the culture related, how do we change a culture? Like if we get dictionary attacks, nobody tells nobody about, you know, it's going to come. There's no warning of imminent attacks or issues.
I think this was also the goal of the collaboration with John Crane, is to get this kind of information exchange going.
Yeah, that's one point, but if one CCTLD sees some things, they're not going to tell other people about it. That's it.
They're not.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Chair, I have a suggestion.
Yeah, go.
I'm suggesting that we keep on discussing this through the mailing list, and then we can make some conclusion during the ICANN meeting in Marrakesh.
Yeah. So perhaps that's a good point, Abibu. Perhaps we should, because I requested a time slot during the CCNSO meeting.
Yeah.
Perhaps this is an issue that we could raise explicitly.
For sure. Yes.
So it's both, let's say, the change of culture, as Jacques calls it, and the other issue would be the addition of gTLD operators.
Yeah, I can see also Arun Kumar's comments about the echoes.
Excuse me, Abu, could you repeat that?
There is a comment in the chat from Warren.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't looking at my computer.
Hello?
Yep.
Hello?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Ali from Comoros. I'm sorry for my English because it is not very good, but I will try to understand. Yeah. So before Marrakesh, I think we can try to discuss this problem, this GTD, added GTDs or not. I think we will have a confusion of the CCTLD and the GTLD. I'm not agree that we can add member of GTLD in our leases. We will have a confusion. Yeah, this is my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Ali. I think that Abi Bu's remark was to, let's say, organize our thoughts on this issue.
Yep.
And then discuss it with the CCTLD community in Marrakesh. Right, Abi Bu?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me make a note here.
Christian, Bad, this is all. Please be aware that, say, in order to extend the scope of the TLD ops list, you need to change the charter the oversight and everything else. The same is true for putting on additional information. And probably a good, but that would be my suggestion. Start with making it more lively by having the information from John Crane on the list, so you create more traffic. We see the same in a way with the CCTLD members and CCNSO members list. The culture there is also to be very reluctant until the point when a certain event happens, like the CWG stewardship, etc. And then you see traffic. So it's also maybe a role of the oversight committee to keep on informing people and to create that culture of sharing information.
Okay, good. Yep, that's true. Yep. Okay, that's a good point. Let me make a note there.
Maybe the leaflet, if we think about that, maybe the leaflet should have a section on what example of what Not example of what share, but no. What can we share on the mailing list, or?
You mean a concrete example? A concrete example of, you know, a dictionary attack or something like that.
Example of things to get the ball rolling. No, not very confidential, or, you know, things you keep close to your heart, but maybe more broad. Security incident stuff you can share globally.
Yeah.
Maybe we could find a malware that's got domain generation with CCTLDs impacted, and then get the list going on, you know, at least share information, you know, that this Timba is generating domain in multiple CCTLDs, you know, be aware of that.
Yeah, I think one of the problems is that there are so many mailing lists already, so I think, like, I'm seeing this dictionary attack, or anyone else seeing this is already sent to some other mailing list and some other groups, so they're not going to send it to this new list as well.
Yeah, I know.
Christian and Jacques, this is Bart. May I suggest that you separate, say, get this leaflet out as soon as possible, because it serves one purpose only, is create awareness with those who are not subscribed yet, and then start working, say, leading up to Marrakesh, excuse me, on say, probably some use cases, and see, and together with John Crane, and then start sharing this over the list and see, because that's your, at the end of the day, I think in a way, the people who are subscribed currently need to agree that the list is used for a more extended purpose than originally envisioned, and that, say, the sign-off needs to be by council, but that's CCNSO council, but that's more a administrative hurdle. And, say, the CCNSO meeting itself, the CCTLD present, they are more the business operational side, but I think you really need the buy-in of the people who are subscribed already, because they can explain internally what is happening.
Okay.
Now, perhaps this is also related to that action point number two that we have, which is to tell the members that we will also be using the list to share actual incident information. Perhaps people don't know that yet, and we should send out an email ASAP to make them aware of this fact that they could also use the list to share incident information, though anonymized.
So there's two things we can do. You can share the list to anonymously inform, let's say, incidents that happen, and also you can use the list to send signals. So signals and anonymous incidents.
Yeah. So, Jack, would you be able to, make a draft email for that and share it on the list? Share it on the TLD Ops Standing Committee list?
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, that was useful. All right, so in conclusion, I think that we're going to do two things. One is to formulate our thoughts on, let's say, the change of culture and adding the new the GTLDs to the list, and that's something we'll be discussing in Marrakesh. And at the same time, we'll be informing the current subscribers of the list that they can also use the list to send signals and to, share anonymous reports, security reports. Okay.
Anonymized reports.
Yeah.
Yes, Warren, please.
So, sorry, I'm a little confused. How does somebody share an anonymous or anonymized report? If I'm posting from, wkumari@something.fi, it's presumably not all that anonymous, the fact that I'm coming from, that I'm posting it and it's from .fi. That kind of leaks who I am, is the theory that I send it to someone else who then posts it on my behalf.
The information of the report is anonymized or desensitized. So let's say we're target of a massive whaling attack, then we'll say, .ca, this is the attack, but we won't give specifics of the attacks. So I guess we use the wrong words.
Yeah, so anonymous is not literally anonymous. It's more like giving...
Without disclosing
That's right. Yeah, without fully disclosing what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. So might it actually also be useful for somebody who properly wants, who would like to report some issue that they're seeing, but to not actually have to expose the fact that it's Finland, for example, to be able to send it to someone else, standing committee person or something, saying, we're seeing this, would you mind please reposting it without my name attributed?
That's a good point. Yep. Yeah, that's a good point. Good point, Warren. Thank you.
Sure.
I'll write the draft email. I'll send it to the list, and then we can work on the the context, the content.
Yep. Great. Thanks. Okay, cool. Anything else on agenda item number 6? We fanned out a little bit, but I think it's useful. So let's move on to agenda item number 7, which is, we already discussed that, which is the standing committee member to replace Gangda. So we need somebody from the AP region, and I made it an action point for everyone to look in their network for somebody who could take Gangda.
Christian, this is Bart. May I suggest you also contact Leonid Todorov, the general manager of APTLD. So I can do that as well, but it's probably easiest. And they do have a meeting early February in Auckland, APTLD, so that might be a way to so it can be raised.
Perhaps you could introduce me?
Yeah, no problem. Or I send them an email and then you can follow up. Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. So that was a quick one, item number 7. So then looking at the summary of the community, which is the next agenda item, I think what we need to report on is, what we should report on is the current status of the TLD ops mailing list, so that we added three CCTLDs in the last few months. We should point people to the new TLD ops leaflet, and we should, give the highlights of the discussion that we just had on adding the GTLDs and the culture and the security reports.
Yep.
Does that sound reasonable?
Very much.
Okay. Well, let me make a few quick notes here. Okay, got it. Excellent. All right, that brings us to any other business. So let's make a round. Jacques, do you have any other business that you would like to discuss?
No, I'm good. We have enough.
Cool. Erwin?
Nope.
Okay. You, Ali?
No, I'm right now, yeah. No problem.
Okay.
But just ask something, please, yeah? Okay.
You wanted to
The link in our website for the list of member of TLD office.
Uh-huh.
Can I have of the region, for example, we have for Africa, for Europa, in our website, for example.
Oh, okay.
It
will
be easily to understand, yeah.
Okay, so what you're proposing is to add the region to for each member, add the region that this member represents.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Could you do that, Kim?
Okay.
Kim, could you
modify
that on the website?
Yes, I can do that. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
All right, so thank you, Ali. Abibu, anything else?
Okay, well.
No from me.
Thank you, Abibu. Warren?
So actually related to Ali's suggestion, and for the brochure, it might be very cool, but annoying to do, to break down the representation sort of by region. So we have, you know, this many participating people from Africa, this many participating CCTLDs from Asia, etc. So not, I think Ali's thing was actually on the members of the committee.
Oh, okay, the members, okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking for the TLDs themselves.
Remember way back we had a leaflet with the missing CCTLDs by region?
Yeah, I cite this, for example, because we had an event in, where is it? Pointe Noire, for example, Pointe Noire in Congo. If I know the different number of, for example, Africa that he didn't add it in our list, I can tell them to ask that he accept to add it in our list, for example. But because I don't have exactly how many CCTLD, Africa CCTLD, that doesn't added in our list, it's difficult for me to discuss, for example, with a friend, with a different CCTLD manager. But because Adibu know that .km doesn't add it, for example, he sent me an email to ask why.
Yep.
I don't understand this. You understand me.
Christian, what he's saying is only that he's new in the group, but he will get to know which members are not in the who have not registered to the list.
Yeah.
And I will collaborate with him in identify the remaining ones, and we can work together to contact them through the VP. But for the region representation, I think the CCTLD in brackets after the name of the group member, it suffices rather than putting it for Africa, Europe, whatever.
Let me look into that, Abibu and Ali, because it's a little bit more complex. Because I remember that Gabi also looked into it, and then there was a discussion about which definition of a region to use, because there are apparently different types of definitions for regions. There's the ICANN definition, there's the ISO definition, and there's a few others. But let me look into that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Abu, for the transit.
No problem.
Okay. Well, thank you both in that case. All right. Okay, cool. So thank you, Warren. Kim, anything else that you would like to discuss?
I don't have anything additional.
Okay, thank you, Bart.
No, not for me.
Okay, thanks. So I don't have anything myself either. My proposal would be to organize another conference call between now and the Marrakesh meeting, so probably mid-February somewhere. And perhaps, Kim, you could send out a doodle for that call.
I'll do that.
Okay, great. Thank you. And with that, I would like to close the call and thank you all for attending.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, see you in Marrakesh, please. Bye. Shingereza shino kashupiyan.
Bye, all.
No grupo de trabalho, a Roma é a tambaba.